This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people rallied in Pakistan's port city of Karachi, protesting the Supreme Court's decision to acquit a Christian woman sentenced to death on blasphemy charges. Asia Bibi was arrested in 2009 and sentenced to death in 2010 for insulting the Prophet Muhammad. Bibi says a heated argument occurred with some Muslim women when she offered them some water. NATO says one U.S. soldier was killed, another wounded, in an attack in Kabul, Afghanistan. The attack is the latest of the so-called green-on-blue attacks in which Afghan forces turn their weapons on international soldiers with whom they are working. The attacker was killed by Afghan forces. The International Organization for Migration says the Central American migration caravan winding its way through Mexico toward the United States is an annual event and poses no threat to anyone. Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump calls the migrant caravan moving toward the United States' southern border an invasion, a view the International Organization for Migration does not share. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA the caravan is not an emergency.
The next point I would make is that they're nowhere near the border yet, so it's a little bit difficult to respond to hypotheticals, you know, is it an invasion? And they're hundreds of miles away. I've never heard generally anyone thinking this is a threat to civil peace in these annual events.
Among the thousands of migrants from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador are asylum seekers fleeing persecution and violence. Under international law, countries are obliged to grant them access to their territory and give them international protection. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Egyptian security forces killed 19 Islamist militants from a cell believed to be responsible for an attack on Christians in Minya province in central Egypt, which left seven dead. This is VOA News. U.S. fighter jets flew over the Western Pacific as a nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier joined Japanese destroyers and a Canadian warship for the biggest combat readiness war game ever staged in and around Japan. Japan and the United States have mobilized 57,000 sailors, Marines, and airmen for the biennial exercise, 11,000 more than in 2016. Japan's contingent of 47,000 personnel represents a fifth of the nation's armed forces. Iran's supreme leader is declaring victory over the U.S. after nearly 40 years of confrontation. AP's Ben Thomas explains.
The U.S. is the defeated side, and the Islamic Republic is the victorious party. That's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's assessment of the confrontations between Iran and the U.S. since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. He says the U.S. no longer dominates Iran the way it did under the pro-Western monarchy that ruled prior to 1979. The comments come a day after the Trump administration announced it would reinstate sanctions effective Monday, and on the eve of the anniversary of the 1979 takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Presidential hopefuls in the Madagascar elections have held their final campaigning ahead of the November 7th balloting. There will be 36 candidates on the ballot. Discontent over an economy that has not fully recovered is a key issue. Close races in usually non-competitive regions are dominating the U.S. midterm election ballots. AP's Warren Levinson.
The midterms feature a host of usually Republican states and congressional districts that are intensely competitive, like Texas.
There's a fundamental choice for our state.
Ted Cruz is in a close fight for a second Senate term against El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
From the turnout numbers that we've seen so far, we are far outpacing the 2014 midterm election.
We're seeing enormous turnout all over the state of Texas. And that's a very good sign.
Wild card in Texas, as in dozens of close contests, is how many voters who usually skip the midterms will turn out this time. I'm Warren Levinson.
Americans go to the polls on Tuesday. Voters cast their ballots today in the French territory of New Caledonia and the South Pacific in an independence referendum. The results are not yet known, but indications are that the territory will vote to remain part of France, which claimed the archipelago in the mid-19th century. New Caledonia has more than 174,000 registered voters from its population of about 270,000. Its economy is supported by about $1.5 billion in French subsidies each year, and many fear the economy would collapse without France's payments. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.